This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Wednesday evening, April 1st, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. News Creation XM1.
Mission Irene News breaks Masimo Group reports 2025 results, expands margins amid strategic shift. Masimo Group reported a significant expansion in gross margin to approximately 37.5% for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2025, driven by product mix optimization and cost efficiencies. Despite a decline in revenue to $71.80 million, the company maintained profitability with $1.50 million in net income. Masimo continues to advance operational initiatives to support long-term, higher-margin growth.
Stocks of memory chip manufacturers see red as supply shortages ease. Stocks of memory chip manufacturers took a hit this week as signs emerged of a potential easing in the global chip shortage. The sector saw a collective loss of nearly $100 billion in market value, reflecting its sensitivity to changes in AI expectations. The rise of quantum computing, exemplified by companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., could also add volatility to tech stocks in the near future.
Researchers solve 50-year-old challenge in making cancer drug. Scientists have made a groundbreaking advancement in producing the cancer drug doxorubicin, increasing its yield by 180% through engineered bacteria. This development tackles long-standing challenges in drug manufacturing since the 1970s, potentially revolutionizing treatment for over a million cancer patients annually. Industry leaders like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. are likely to weigh in on this significant breakthrough.
Gold is hovering around $4,500 an ounce amidst a stronger dollar and delays in rate cuts. Despite current price corrections, long-term prospects for precious metals like gold remain bullish due to factors like de-dollarization and central bank accumulation. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are focused on the bigger picture rather than short-term price swings.
Tech Media Breaks A2Z Cust 2Mate Solutions Corp reported $7.90 million in revenue for 2025, driven by smart cart deployments. With $72.50 million in working capital, the company continues its $20 million share repurchase program. A2Z Cust 2Mate Solutions Corp aims for scaled deployments and geographic expansion, having completed $3.50 million in repurchases. Learn more at ibn.fm/i3px.
Fortran Corporation appoints Aaron Berry as president. Fortran Corporation has appointed Aaron Berry as president. CEO Kent Grier highlighted Berry's experience and expertise, crucial for the company's growth. Berry will lead all operating companies and explore new opportunities, focusing on recurring revenue models and managed services. He is set to start in April 2026, while Grier will remain as CEO. Fortran Corporation specializes in designing and maintaining complex telecommunication solutions with a focus on cloud-based and AI platforms services.
Four leading spring tech fairs will take place in April, featuring over 3,700 exhibitors. Four leading spring tech fairs are set to take place in April at the Hong Kong Convention and Exhibition Center, featuring over 3,700 exhibitors from 28 countries and regions. The fairs, organized by the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, HKTDC, include InnoEX, Hong Kong Electronics Fair Spring Edition, Hong Kong International Lighting Fair Spring Edition, and Smart Lighting Expo, showcasing cutting-edge technology solutions and innovation across multiple sectors.
A news breaks. Spark AI Inc. Frankfurt 5OV0 launches Overwatch drone controller app to accelerate global adoption. Spark AI Inc. launched the Overwatch drone controller app to streamline deployment of its GPS-denied navigation and targeting platform. The app allows drone controllers to connect to Overwatch in under a minute and will be available on the Google Play Store. A leading Indian defense drone manufacturer will evaluate the solution as Spark AI aims for broader adoption in defense and commercial markets.
AN News breaks. Rail Vision Limited reported strong financial results for the second half and full year of 2025, highlighting revenue growth and global expansion efforts. The company secured follow-on orders in Latin America, expanded into Central America, and launched a proof of concept in India. Rail Vision's AI-powered railway safety systems are gaining traction in a global market expected to reach $460 billion by the mid-1930s. Tech Media Breaks, SafePro Group Inc. receives contract modification for AI edge processing support from the U.S. government. This reinforces the deployment of AI-enabled defense and situational awareness technologies. The award aims to enhance real-time data processing and threat detection capabilities in government-sponsored applications. Mission IR News breaks. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings Inc. files 2025 Form 10-K, highlights transformational year. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings has filed its 2025 Form 10-K, highlighting a transformative year with leadership changes, clinical progress, and strategic expansion. The company advanced its lead compound LB100, expanded clinical trials, completed an acquisition, and raised over $11 million. Positioned for growth and innovation in oncology, LXTE aims to enhance cancer treatment outcomes. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Defense news breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. CEO to present at April 2nd Mar-a-Lago Investor Roundtable. Data Vault AI CEO Nate Bradley is set to present at a private investor roundtable on April 2nd at the Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach, Florida. This marks his second invitation in 2 months, reflecting growing institutional interest in the company's data monetization, tokenization, and AI platform. The event follows a successful February engagement where Data Vault AI highlighted $49 million in fourth quarter 2025 agreements and projected over $30 million in fiscal 2025 revenue, solidifying its position at the forefront of data ownership, verified credentialing, and real-world asset tokenization. The fiscal 2025
Focus Universal unveils next-generation AI beyond generative AI and breakthrough SEC financial reporting software. Focus Universal Inc. unveils a new class of task execution AI that surpasses traditional generative AI, focusing on accuracy for SEC financial reporting automation. This AI understands financial structures, extracts data from Word documents, applies XBRL tagging, and identifies discrepancies. The software transforms workflows, enabling filings in minutes, eliminating reliance on templates, and reducing human error. The company aims to bring two software solutions to market this month, revolutionizing financial reporting processes.
RAR SS Feeds make a comeback as Feedworthy A launches to bridge the gap between publishers and artificial intelligence. RSS Feeds are making a comeback with the launch of Feedworthy AI. Bridging the gap between publishers and artificial intelligence, the platform offers a centralized directory and schema tools to ensure content is understood by AI models. Industry experts like Justin McKenzie praise the tool for improving content discovery. Feedworthy AI integrates retargeting pixels and schema to empower creators in the digital landscape.
ComCom exporter sentiment moderates amid global uncertainties. Hong Kong exporters have adopted a cautious stance in 1Q26, according to the Hong Kong Trade Development Council. The Export Confidence Index showed moderate declines, with the current performance index at 46.5 and the expectation index at 46.9. Despite uncertainties, the jewelry and clothing sectors performed well, while electronics faced disruptions. E-commerce engagement is set to boost sales, with the Chinese mainland as a leading market.
Cyan AG achieves a turnaround in fiscal year 2025. with revenue increasing by approximately 30% to your $9.2 million. The company reported positive EBITDA within the projected range and internationalized its business with a 47% increase in the in-customer base. Market launch of CyanGuard 360 sets the stage for further profitable growth in 2026.
The Trayton Group and Applied Intuition have unveiled Trayton One OS, a cutting-edge software platform set to power all new vehicles under Trayton's four global brands. This innovative system aims to reduce downtime by enabling predictive maintenance, future-proof fleets with over-the-air updates, and support autonomous driving capabilities. Testing of the integrated ECU hardware will commence in April 2026, with a rollout expected for new trucks in 2028.
Edgewater Wireless expands dual-use momentum with Air Metal MOU for high-reliability wireless applications. Edgewater Wireless Systems Inc. expands dual-use momentum with Air Metal MOU for high-reliability wireless applications. The MOU with Air Metal Robotics aims to explore next-generation multi-channel communications for UAVs, robotics, defense, and critical infrastructure. This collaboration leverages Edgewater's spectrum slicing team technology to address the growing demand for resilient wireless connectivity in mission-critical environments.
GeoVax announces a warrant inducement transaction. GeoVax Labs includes a warrant inducement agreement with existing investors for the immediate exercise of warrants, generating approximately $863,000. The investors will receive new warrants in a private placement. The transaction is expected to close on April 1, 2026, subject to customary conditions. GeoVax is a biotechnology company developing vaccines for infectious diseases and cancer, with plans for a pivotal Phase 3 clinical trial later this year.
AA News Breaks, Heartbeam Inc.'s significant turning point spotlighted in recent article. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology company, has reached a significant turning point following an upgrade by Joseph Gunnar & Co. The company's price target was raised to $4 from $1, reflecting progress in cardiac risk detection. This upgrade comes after FDA clearance of its 12-lead ECG synthesis software for arrhythmia assessment, allowing Heartbeam to transition to commercial stage status. For more details, visit the full article at the provided link. Algorithm Holdings joins B2i Digital as featured company to share the SemiCab AI logistics story with investors. Algorithm Holdings has been named a B2i Digital featured company for its AI-powered logistics platform, SemiCab. The platform has reduced empty freight miles by 70% and transportation spend by 10% for Fortune 500 shippers. Serving as the sole technology partner for India's National Digital Freight Exchange, SemiCab connects loads and lanes in real time to keep trucks full and moving efficiently.
National wireless provider acquires 5G store platform. In a strategic move, Connected Solutions Group CSG has acquired the leading 5G router retailer, 5G Store, and its parent company, MDG Connected Solutions. This acquisition aims to enhance wireless connectivity capabilities across the United States. Founders Michael and Julia Ginsberg will continue to lead 5G Store, ensuring operational continuity and a seamless customer experience. The transaction is set to close in February 2026, marking a significant milestone in the industry.
Real-world 5G performance explained for enterprises. 5G Store, a leading authority on cellular-enabled data hardware, is addressing the confusion surrounding 5G Wi-Fi router technology. Contrary to common belief, existing devices do not need to be replaced to benefit from 5G. Real-world speeds typically range from 100 to 400 Mbps, providing significant improvements over 4G LTE. Understanding carrier frequency bands is crucial for informed purchasing decisions, with options like low band, mid-band, and high-band M-Wave available. Luxty Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. has the world's only clinical-stage PP2A inhibitor poised to improve cancer treatment outcomes. LuxILTE Biotechnology Holdings has developed the world's only clinical-stage PP2A inhibitor, LB-100, aimed at improving cancer treatment outcomes. This compound enhances cancer cell sensitivity to immunotherapy and chemotherapy while disrupting the cancer's repair system. With a favorable safety profile in phase 1 trials and support from over 25 studies, Luxty is pioneering a new treatment approach in the fight against cancer.
Prism Market View features exclusive Q&A with SBC Medical CEO Yoshiyuki Aikawa on growth strategy, U.S. expansion, and improving unit economics. Prism Market View published an exclusive Q&A with SBC Medical CEO Yoshiyuki Aikawa, discussing the company's growth strategy, U.S. expansion, and improving unit economics. Aikawa highlighted the increase in Q4 average revenue per visit by 11%, signaling recovery. With $164 million in cash, SBC aims to execute its strategic U.S. expansion through a minority investment in Orange Twist, focusing on operational efficiency and long-term growth initiatives.
GPS-denied navigation isn't just a problem for the future, it's happening right now. GPS jamming is a growing concern in modern warfare, disrupting satellite navigation crucial for tracking, communication, and more. Spark AI Inc. has developed GPS-free technology to combat this issue, especially as drones become essential tools on the battlefield. With GPS interference used to mislead, disrupt, and obscure, companies like Spark AI are working on next-gen solutions to ensure drones can operate even in GPS-denied environments.
Rock Breaks, Ucore Rare Metals, Inc., supports partner acquisition of Thailand Rare Earth Processing Facility. Ucore Rare Metals acknowledged its partner, Hastings Technology Metals, alongside Wailu, for acquiring a fully permitted rare earth chloride production facility in Thailand. This move is set to boost the processing of monazite feedstock and strengthen the rare earth supply chain. The development supports discussions for a long-term supply agreement tied to Ucore's Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex, integrating upstream supply with processing capabilities. More EVs could exert downward pressure on gasoline prices. The rise in electric vehicles is not only beneficial for the environment, but could also lead to lower gasoline prices. Research suggests that increasing the use of EVs, like those from automakers such as NIO Inc., may help reduce costs for all drivers. This shift towards cleaner transportation has the potential to cut household expenses and enhance energy security, marking a significant step towards a more sustainable future. Web3 Media Breaks, Nextplat Corp., NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW reported a 18% decrease in full-year 2025 revenue, totaling $54.30 million, due to lower healthcare prescription volumes. However, the company highlighted significant cost reductions, a strengthened balance sheet, and a strategic shift towards higher-margin healthcare services and global e-commerce operations. Nextplat is positioning itself for growth and improved profitability in 2026.
Cyber stocks tumble amid reports Anthropic is testing new AI model. Cybersecurity stocks took a hit as reports emerged that Anthropic is testing a new AI model with advanced cyber capabilities, sparking security concerns. This news is rattling investors in the cybersecurity sector, highlighting the disruptive potential of AI. Companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc. are quick to embrace this technology, recognizing its transformative power.
Oil shock triggers surge in global Chinese EV exports.
Surging oil prices are reshaping buying decisions for millions of drivers, triggering a surge in global Chinese EV exports. Geopolitical instability in the Middle East has pushed crude oil above $100 per barrel, unsettling fuel markets worldwide. Chinese manufacturers are capitalizing on this shift, supplying more EVs than anyone else. Western players like Massimo Group and the auto sector have an opportunity to claim a bigger share.
Michelin creates new tires capable of boosting EV range. Michelin has developed new tires that claim to boost the range of electric vehicles. The question now is whether major EV manufacturers like Tesla will adopt these tires for their models or leave it up to customers to purchase separately.
Tech media breaks. Planet Ventures, Inc. has made a strategic investment of $100,000 in General Astronautics, a space robotics startup valued at $40 million. General Astronautics, part of Y Combinator's Winter 2026 cohort, focuses on developing autonomous robotic systems for microgravity environments to support research and manufacturing in space. Planet Ventures sees this investment as a move to support cutting-edge technologies in the space industry.
Ketrix launches Model Context Protocol, MCP Beta, to bring compliance intelligence into AI-powered product development. Ketrix launches the beta of its Model Context Protocol, MCP server, allowing AI tools like ChatGPT, Claude, and Copilot to access live compliance data. This integration helps teams build regulated products with full compliance awareness. MCP streamlines PLM, Alum and development tools into a unified knowledge graph for easy compliance checks, traceability identification, and release verification without system switching.
1606 Corporation Files Annual Report on Form 10-K, Advancing Data Center Strategy and Acquisition Pipeline. 1606 Corp. has filed its annual report on Form 10-K with the SEC, marking a pivotal year for the company. Highlights include a strategic shift towards data center infrastructure, a flagship acquisition agreement for a 132-acre site, and key partnerships in the energy sector. CEO Austin Lambrecht expressed confidence in the company's growth potential, focusing on closing acquisitions and scaling their power-backed data center model in 2026.
I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.